Now, coming back to the word of God, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The theme was, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So we started on the kingdom of God message. A kingdom of God message says that, the word says very clearly, just to recap, some of you are for the first time here, to recap what we spoke about is, but, see, we even, he's told from verse chapter 5 onwards, you'll see a lot of blessings are given to us. And then even 26, chapter 6 itself, you'll see a lot of blessings given to us. And verse come to other, before even 33, you'll find blessings are mentioned that. These things will come. He talked about sparrows, you know, he talked about birds. And then he'll talk about us, how God clothed them, and we don't worry about it. The end of the day, God speaks to us, but means, is with a condition. But means, there must be a condition. But means it refutes all other benefits. But unless you do something, then only you get. So in this case, God says, Jesus says that here, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek. So but, we said this first things first too. And then seek, to look for, seek, and then first things first. Remember we talked about few subjects we talked about. Number one, we talked about but. We talked about seeking. And then we also talked about first thing first, remember. You must do the first things first. You want to go and drive a car, you must learn how to drive the car first. It's useless of buying a car and you don't know how to drive. You must learn how to drive first, then you buy the car, then you can drive. Same way, you want to become an accountant, you must go and do your education first in accountancy before you become an accountant. First thing first. Set yourself right. So first thing first, he says now, but seek first the kingdom of God. First thing first is to seek the kingdom of God. Who is the kingdom? We talked about kingdom. We explained a lot of things about kingdom. We just come to say one or two words about kingdom. He says that if there is a kingdom, there must be a king in the kingdom. Alright? So we must seek the king in the kingdom. So if you know the king, because you know why, the king has got a benefits for the kingdom. The king is the one who releases out benefits for the kingdom. So benefits and everything that comes is poured out is decision of the king of the kingdom. So we have to seek the kingdom. And also the kingdom has got a king. So when we seek the kingdom of God, we also have to seek the king of God. A king of that kingdom. That is Jesus Christ. Right? We went on to talk about further and how are the benefits. Last week you talked about a couple of the areas that are how, where Jesus talked about the kingdom. He talked about a couple of areas where we expounded on some of the areas and we gave you some scripture verses. How many of you got the scripture verses last week? Now, we'll go on further today. Now, we talked about the kingdom of God, and I said, even Paul, from his epistle, from the beginning of his epistle, you'll find, he has gone through to give glory to all about kingdom of God, nothing else. He didn't say anything about it. All his message in every epistle is about kingdom of God. I have no time to go through all those things. It'll take a lot of longer time to do that. No, we'll go through during the time of Holy Fire Ministry. I'll talk about details about this. Amen. Those who want to come and join us, Holy Fire Ministry can join us. And we'll also have, from now on, those who come early for the church, we'll also have a video program here where you'll have a video about from 9:30 onwards. You can listen to the video for half an hour, teachings of the world. Like John Paul Jackson teaching will be here. You want to listen, but I will not give the CD to you, but it'll be here for you to come and listen. So when you, after listening, you pray together, there is some corporate prayer and unity in prayer. Amen? So there will be videos here, which you might not get in the market, but you'll be here for you all to see on Sundays in the morning. If you come at 9:15 or 9:30, you'll find it here. So somebody will pray for you. Amen? So in the teachings of kingdom of God, even everything that the great mystery of kingdom of God was created for us. In creation, God itself, we talked about in creation, number one, greatest mystery of gift of God, of mystery, is that he created a kingdom. Number one, I'll talk to you afterwards about the kingdom, the two difference between kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. In the gospel, you'll find it's mentioned kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. I will talk to you about that a little later and see the difference within all of that. So we'll see the kingdom. As we seek the kingdom, it's important as we know what kind of kingdom we are going to go to. And even in chapter 6, and you'll go down further and say, you know, he said, teach you how to pray to our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come unto earth. It's important for us to understand. God spoke to even Jesus. He says, ask Father's kingdom to come down on earth. Amen. There are two kingdoms we talked about. Now, the creation itself, the Father in heaven has made day and night and everything else he created in light. And he also created everything for us to reign. In Genesis chapter 1, everything that we have in this world is created for man to reign, to benefit from it. Amen? Amen? So God was creating a place here for us. Why did he create a place for us? So that the rebellious spirit, remember we talked about rebellions? How many of you were here for the message of rebellion? Oh, please go and check it up in the website. Get, if we're all going to see our friend, Brother Brian, he'll give you a free of charge. Don't have to pay for it. As long as the message you receive and read it, you know, and listen to it. So, rebellion spirit. So, God created something so that no more rebellion. He removed the rebellion. Now, he put something else here on earth so that we will become not rebellious, but we'll become with God and one in God, together with God and co-workers with God, be inhibited by God himself. Amen? We should be inhibited by God and we will inhibit this land. Amen? So that is why he created man and woman at the beginning. But somehow or other, in the Garden of Eden, there was rebellion. The rebellion spirit came on earth again. Now, I want to talk to you about a kingdom. The kingdom has got two kingdoms. In the book of Matthew, you will find there are many times which is mentioned about kingdom. There are altogether 72 times is mentioned, 33 times is mentioned about a kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God has got one thing that I want to share with you this morning. This is the old King James Version, so I'd like to use this one for a while, okay? Now, kingdom of God, the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is two things. The kingdom of God, the king of the kingdom of God is Father in heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get it? The kingdom of God, the king is the Father in heaven, Yahweh. Yahweh is the king. Now, the kingdom of heaven, the king of the kingdom of heaven is Jesus, the king. Amen? As a person. Do you follow me so far? Now, the kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven in on earth is just something that God gave unto earth. So, it must come from the Father itself. That is why when you pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom that is heaven. It's a reflection of your kingdom. How your kingdom is there, let it be done on earth here. Do you follow what I'm saying? So we are reflecting. It's just a thing that is produced for us, given to us, so that we will benefit in this kingdom. Amen? Right. So we have understood that. So when we say the kingdom of God come down here, so it is just something that God poured out for us. It is something that God gave us, so it is just a parallel kingdom that God has given to us. So his works there will come down on earth because of the rebellion spirit. So rebellion spirit will no longer be here. That is why you'll find the kingdom of God, you'll find, there will be scriptures I'll give it to you later, and you'll find that God says that kingdom which have rose, who have gone up again, who have already in heaven, they will see the kingdom will be in the kingdom of God. When the Father brings down the kingdom of heaven in Revelation, you'll find that. In Revelation, a new heaven comes down. A new Israel comes down. That is a new kingdom of God. That is when Jesus comes back. And that is when Jesus will reign as the king of this land for 1,000 years. I'll show you all those proofs in the gospel. Now, kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is headed by Jesus Christ. The purpose of this kingdom in heaven is to reestablish the kingdom of God over the rebellious part of God's creation, is to reestablish the rebellious part of God. Because God created man in the beginning to not to be rebellious. Do you follow what I'm saying? In the garden on earth, God created man not to be rebellious, but he became rebellious by following Satan. So, in order for the kingdom of heaven here, so that people will reign without any problems, without any kind of rebellion, that is the reason why God created. So, the difference between the kingdom of God here and kingdom of heaven, I'll read to you now. Number one, the kingdom of God. It is a dispensational term. It is something that God gave us, to us, all of us, that we are receiving it in many times. There is a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And because kingdom of God is different from the kingdom of heaven, there are 18 different characters I can show you today, contracts of kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven, number one, the Messiah is the king. Jesus is the king. Kingdom of heaven, God is the king. John chapter 18, verse 37, you can take down. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, you can take that down too. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28. The kingdom of heaven, is from heaven, which is from the earth, from the king of God. The God himself released that out to us. Now, second thing you'll find, that upon the earth only, that is kingdom of heaven. In kingdom of heaven cannot be found in heaven because that is kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven is on earth. Amen. Kingdom of heaven is on earth because kingdom of God has come extended here so that we can live here. Very importantly, we'll understand that God's purpose for our life is important. God reigns in our lives. God reigns and rules in everything that he has got. There are 18 different characters which I'll give it to you in notes. It's better than going through one by one. Now, kingdom of heaven, the mysteries of kingdom of heaven, God gave a warning also that who can enter the kingdom of heaven, God, and who cannot enter the kingdom of God. Do you know that? Where is it written? Where is it written? It's written in the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, entry into the kingdom of God, that is a vital importance that God says, you must be childlike. Entering the kingdom of God, you must be childlike. God took, the other day I spoke to you, when he took a child and he says, look at this child, and look at this child, and how meek the child is, how innocent. This how you must be like, meek in our heart. We must have meekness. That is why in chapter 5 of Matthew, he says, the meek will receive the kingdom of heaven. The meek shall receive. So do we have that kingdom of heaven in our life? Mark chapter 10 verse 15 says, he talks about, even Luke chapter 18 verse 17 says that, and Matthew chapter 18 verse 3, he says that you must be like childlike to enter into the kingdom of God. The heart must be right. So how do we write? Where do we find this heart of meekness? Who has that got heart of meekness? Who has got a heart of meekness? The child has got, Jesus showed that. Who is the other one who has got a meekness? Jesus himself. So in the kingdom, unless you seek the king, you will not get a reflection of the king's heart. In order for us to have that heart of meekness, we must look at Jesus Christ, who has got a meekness, that we have to reflect upon that meekness, that we will have that same meekness. So people who have got meekness in our heart, then only we can go up. I'll preach about that itself, because meekness itself is a long message. So I'll preach about that as I'm gathering messages for the next year and towards the end of the year. Next 6 months will be a year of crucial for us, so that we will see our people trained so that they will go out for arrows for nations. Amen? Be prepared. We have to go out as arrows like nations. If you want to sit in this church, you must be sitting to listen and to be here to be prepared for the, like a sharp arrow for the nations. Amen? For different parts of the nations, different parts of this nation of Malaysia too. How many of you have gone to Penang and preach in Penang? How many of you have gone to Sabah, Sarawak and preach? So we want people to go out and do the things of the kingdom at this time, last days. Amen? So you must know. So you must be like childlike. You must have the meekness. And to, he says that, in he says John chapter 3 verse 3, he says that to be in the, to enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Hello? Can you see that? John chapter 3 verse 3, what did he say? Can somebody read that out quickly? John chapter 3 verse 3. Can you put it up, brother? Can somebody read that? It's a very famous word.
Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot be seen.
Cannot see the kingdom of God. So if you cannot see the kingdom of God, you cannot enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. That's what God's word of God. I didn't say that. The word of God says that. To enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Unless you're born again. And you'll find this man, the teacher, he says, he talks to Jesus Christ in John chapter 3, verse 3 onwards. You'll find, he says, how can I be born again? I'm already adult. I'm big man here. How can I enter into my mother's womb again and come out? And he says, Jesus says, you see, you're carnally thinking. You carnally think about things. We think about things of the flesh. We think about the things of the world. But Jesus is thinking, look at the spiritual. Those who are in spiritual will enter into the kingdom of God. Those who are born again in water and by the word, you can enter the kingdom of God. Amen? Unless you're born again, and unless you are in the kingdom of God, you must know, you must enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Amen? Then the other condition he gives then, he says that obedience to God's will. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. Obedience to the God's will. Obedience to God's will. Why he says to call the kingdom of God. So you must, in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you must have the obedience towards God. If you don't have the obedience towards God, you don't have any form of things. Jesus already cleansed us with all our sins. Everything else, the good works that we have to do is obedience. Hello? Many of us think, Allah, tomorrow I must go and feed the 100 poor outside there. I must go and give the clothing to somebody. I must give the house shelter. I must give this thing. I must, oh, that's a disaster. I must go. Then I'll become going to the kingdom. No. The word of God says otherwise. Word of God says otherwise. He says to enter the kingdom of God, you must what? Are you with me so far? Obedient. Obedient to the word of God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 20, 21. Can somebody read? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. What did he say? But who does the will of the Father. Is it the will of yours? So we must be obedient to God first. Obedience is important. See, obedience itself is the opposite of rebellion. So rebellion came by because of disobedience. See, in order for us to get back to good work, you must do obedience first. So that is why obedience, in from the time that God has given to us, obedience in every area of our life is important. If you want to obey in some things, I told you my weakness is only the speeding. Yesterday, Brother Chingo was sitting beside me. He says, "Ayo, Pastor, you see my driving eyes. At least he's got a distance within one car and car. I don't have any distance. I'll be so near to the car. The fellow stop, pop, here." That's my weakness. That's disobedience of the law. But you see, we must learn how to be obedient. God gave us governments. God gave us authorities. God gave us everything. Obedience in every area is important. Not only obedient. Oh, with God, I want obedient. These people of God put on me. No, I don't want. My father and mother, no, I. Hey, you are old man already, I know. Cannot be like that. Obedience in every area of our lives. Obedience in going away from sins, temptations. Obedience. That you know very well that there are things that will cost you your life or could cost you your entrance into the thing. And you'll see later on, you'll say it's mentioned also in Revelation and also in Paul's epistles. He said very clearly, those who cannot enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, are people who are adulterers, fornicators, right? Liars. So all these are good works. When we say good works, we only see good works as something that we do something for. Clearly, are we in the good works orientation? Unless we get into our own self, into good works in ourselves, we cannot do the good works to others. You have everything inside there so bad, you just show outside there good works. That doesn't work. Our work should be from within, inside, outward. That is why Jesus said it very clearly. Why do you wash, you know, why do your hands, people didn't wash your hands before eating? He says, you are doing external work. Why do you wash your hands? Why do your people don't wash hands when they eat? You know, by law, it says you must wash your hands, cleanse your feet, and then you can sit down and eat. Moses gave the law. God gave the law to Moses. And Jesus turned around and said, no, you're doing the external thing. What about your internal? You have to cleanse the internal from inside, you shine outside. When Jesus said you are the light of the world, means say we cannot, in order for us to be light, we have a mirror inside, which has already been dirty. Jesus put his blood and he cleansed it. But now what we do is that we have got a lot of this mist, a lot of things. So when it's very misty, what do? It cannot reflect well. That is why it's important. Inside is important. Our inside must be right so that outside will be well. Every one of us, whether leaders of the church or anybody in the church, anyone, as long as you're Christians, this word of God goes across the board. There's no exception. Oh, this person is a servant of God, this person not. No, no, God is one is everywhere, across the board to everybody. The higher level you are in church, the more responsibility you have to adhere to this. I want to repeat again. Higher levels are appointed into any kind of ministries, the more you have to adhere to this word. Amen? Amen? Are you with me? Are you with me so far? So the kingdom of God is not a kingdom you enter and then you say, no, I want to do my way. But you must, when you go into the kingdom of God, kingdom into a kingdom, I told you the other day, you are migrating from Malaysia to go to Australia. Australia, you look at the benefits of the kingdom there and you go. So when you enter inside, you cannot say, it's my way, I'm in this kingdom. You must follow the way of the king. You cannot go to the place there, I come to your house there and I say, look my friend, I want to put up a tent in the house. You know what, I feel like bringing tomorrow a disco in, having my in your house because you gave me a place to stay one day. You can't do that. You must adhere to the people in the house, the authority, so you must behave like them. So you do not act things which are not right. So in the kingdom of God, you must behave according to what the king has laid down. The king has laid down that you must have internally first. What's the use of all being very nice? But internally, you must be right. Right? First of all. Now, obedience to God's will is very important for us, because God's will is the one. See, many people have got will of their own, and they said, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. Many things are influenced in the will of God. The will of man and will of God, two things. Will of God, will of man is part of our soul. Remember, we talked about a soul healing the other day? How many were here? My Lord, have mercy on me. The soul has got three parts. What are the three parts? Mind, thoughts, emotions, and the will. So the mind thinks, emotionally you're worked up, you know, mind thinks, the fuel is the emotion, and then the car starts working now. The will is the car. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get me what I'm saying? Hello, don't you understand? It's important for you to understand. The mind thinks of something, right? I told you the other day, it's a hot day, Sunday, after church, very hot outside. You go there, I can't go there. You're really thirsty. You go and drink what? Lemon. Remember lemon? So you go and have a nice lemon juice. I'm recapping to you what I said the other day. And you cut the lemon nicely, and then you see the guy. No, I want a fresh lemon. The fellow's got a juice. No, I want, make for me a fresh lemon there for me. So you're sitting there. The fellow's making, cutting the lemon nicely, squeezing it nicely. Ooh, wow. And then putting some. And he said he's putting a little bit of, less sugar, because I have a diabetes problem. Less sugar. So they put less sugar. After that, they put all the ice there, and then pour out the water. And then after that, drink. Nice or not? Is it nice? How many say it's nice? How many of you say it's nice? Can you put up hands? Well, many of you. So why are you slivering now? Because why? The memory, you think something, your emotion now works up, and then now the willpower to go and do something. You want to go in now, make the juice and drink now. You wish that there was something outside there, and you say, I got first. You know why? That will is driven by your emotions. So the will is driven by emotions and our thoughts. It is not by the Spirit of God. The other part of our body is what? Spirit. Spirit of God should be controlling our spirit, and the spirit should man rise up, and now it should suppress the thoughts and say, look, this is the way it is like. You are seeing in the world in carnal way, I'm seeing in the spiritual way. I can see things which is much more far than what you can see today that you see within the sight. So that is important for us. So the will of God is the opposite of your will, your emotions. Amen? So you should not go by emotions, should not go by your own will, because your will is been driven by emotions and your own thoughts and your own analysis. Right? If you have your own analysis, that doesn't work. So will of God here says that you must have the will of God. Will of God is to see whether it is will of God. If is it a will of God that you have a church here? Yeah, it's will of God. He spoke 2 times, 3 times, 4 times to the pastor, and she started, and he said, where do I go and find a church? And she said, no, the church must be, the roof must be blue too. Where to go and find a blue roof tiles when at that time everything was all red or gray? So God guided. This is my will. I will guide you where it is like, so you'll bring it to the place. Right? Yesterday we wanted to tell you something. My will was to pump air into my car. We were traveling. 3 of us were in a car. Right? And one brother doesn't know where he is now. So after that I was trying to go. I'm giving an example of what the will of God is. My will was to get a tire, pressure was less. I would get. Another brother said, no, Pastor, take this road and it'll be shorter, and we go. I said there'll be a petrol station to go and do a petrol. We went to the petrol station, but I couldn't find the hose to put the, fill the pressure. Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you have a hose? You must have the hose, isn't it? You have the pump there. You must have a hose to pump into your tire. So we went there and see there's only one Shell station, and there's no other Shell stations, petrol station nearby. And that one has got no tube to pressure into my car. So now my tire is so less. The pressure is so less. I think a little while later it will go puncture. So we said, the brother said, no, we look around here for a tire shop. So tire shop can pump. So we went around, looked for a, this just cut the story short. We looked for a thing. At the end of the day, I said, since we are in the tire shop, check lah. You know, just the pump and go is not decent lah, right? No? You don't feel decent to pump and then go off, you know. Maybe give him 1 ringgit. But he says, why don't you check the tire? He checked the tire. He says, the tire is got a hole. Okay, he'll mend the hole. He mended, started mending the hole. He says, this is the old injury in this thing. You've already done mending. This second time, it cannot be mended. So you must buy a new tire. Brothers and sisters, we were traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Melaka yesterday. It was a traffic jam. So God, in his own will, not my will, he spoke to another brother through his will, said, you must divert from this highway, go to the old road, and there we have to find, is it a will of God? If I did not follow the will of God, yesterday by instinct, just check that, I would have had a flat tire on the way, we'll have our problems. Do you see what I'm saying? God speaks to us through a will to puts inside somebody, puts a deposit inside somebody's heart and say, this is the way you should take. But I say, refuse it. How many times your wife tells you something and when you're driving and you don't listen, after that you go say, sir, I told you just now. How many have got this problem? Oh, at least one man is honest, lah. At least one man is honest. I must give you a hand, lah. Right? Because your wife will think, go this way. I'm telling you, I know this road, 100 times, you know. I'm going there every day. You are sitting at home. Listen to me. After they go, I told you just now, you know, take this road, divert, be alright. So that must be the inspiration of God speaking to, the Spirit of God speaking to your wife. Same way, the will of Abraham, you go back to Genesis and see, Abraham's will was to keep, who's the woman? The born woman with him. What's the name of the woman? Hello? Hello? Hagar. So he wanted to keep her, Ishmael and her. But the will of God is not for her to be staying with them. So he said, no, Sarah, you are a woman, you don't talk to me, you know. I must listen to what I feel like. You know. I feel that I must keep this woman because she's younger than you. She's prettier than you. Right? And I've got a baby through her. So, but the will of God was for her to get out. So God has to come and speak to, the angel of God has got to speak to him in the dream so that the will of God shall be fulfilled. Do you follow what I mean? The will of God is different from the will of man. Man sees what, man refers to what is his own intentions, or rather he refers to all his files and say, this way I did it and this is how I should do it again. That's not the will of God. Many times man fail because of the will of man, because you refer to your references, or this way I do means right. Right? So sometimes, no, God will ask you to do a different way. Then it will be right. Amen? So will of God is important. Many of us don't have the will of God. So will of God, we just go against the will of God. And say, the other thing he says, warning. He warns people. He says, you want to enter the kingdom of God, who gives a warning. Just now is a requirement. That's a requirement. You've already been blood, but you must have a requirement to walk the good works. The other one, he says, he gives you a warning. Entry is not based on outward appearance, nor granted on all who claim to know the Lord. That is Matthew just now, right? 7:21. And then after that he says, this is the warning that everyone say, Lord, 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 I've done this thing, I've done that thing. Why don't you remember me? That's not what I see. What you've done externally doesn't matter to me. What you do internally is more. It matters to me, says the Lord. Amen? We can have all the things outside, but another thing inside here, we have grudges, we've got things, we've got say this, we've got all this judgmental, all these things. What is the use? Then what would a good work? Judgmental is not right from God. God only is the one who judges people. Man cannot judge man. Amen? Hello, are you with me? Are you all with me? Smile, lah. I don't see one smile. I thought I was the only one supposed to smile. Secondly, he says that he wants us, the going to kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, is to, by a narrow way. The way is narrow. Luke chapter 13 verse 24-28 and Matthew chapter 7 verse 13-14 and Matthew 23:13. You'll find he says narrow way. Let's look at one of the verses. Luke chapter 13. The way is narrow. Are you there with me? He says, strive to enter into through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Aha. They will try to seek. It's a narrow way. Narrow means there are things that we have to do in our life. See, sometimes my sins of the easier way, my habits last time, remember we talked about habits? Habits were so easy for me to do it. There are times that my own self, I have got my own habits. So I tend to go and do the habits because I'm easy into the habits. So it's a broad way for me. My habits are broad way. Right? So your habits could be a broad way. So it's an easy way to enter. So if I have, stressful, What to ruin? Read the word of God. If I read the word of God, I'll sleep. If I read the word of God, I'll yawn. If I read the God, read the word of God, I don't understand. This pastor says I must read the word of God or pray. I cannot do that. So I must go to my way. Only way is go to the pub and drown myself with the... With what? Pub, you go and drink what? Water, is it? You get tap water and then plug it up and drink, is it? So you go to the pub and you say stress out. I'm a little bit more stressed. I must have a cool smoke. So what did you do? That's the broad way. Very easy. You just pay money and get it. But in the way of going narrow way is conditioning, modifying yourself, cutting down the facts that you have now and going into the narrow way is so that thin yourself. Thin yourself means is to what? To take away the habits now. Shed away the facts. Those things are very easy. Right? When you have shed away, you go through a thin road, you'll see it's a narrow way you can go into that place. So when you have really conditioned yourself, I will not fall into this. I will not go to the pub when I'm stressed out. I know the word of God says so, I've got a promise. I will not go and do these things. I will not be pulled into the things when I see into the internet. I see something pop up, I will close the pop-up. I'll even seal my computer with all the pop-ups. So my eyes will not open to this. That's a narrow way. The broad way is to entertain it. The broad way, never mind, tomorrow I forget. I ask God, go to church, and the pastor is doing the communion. I say, Lord, forgive me what I've done today. Then it's okay, Rila. There's no such thing as that. A narrow wind is shedding the things which is not of you, which is not of God, which is inside us. Shedding it. So I'm saying, thinning ourselves from all those habits, from all those ways of the past, so that our work will be good work. Our body will be good. Our eyes will be good. Our lips will be good. Our mind will be good. Our thinking will be good. Our emotions will be good. Our willpower will be good. Amen? So that is what God says now today. So He says now, in the kingdom of God, when you come to my kingdom, you must enter into the kingdom, you must have, I'm warning you, you must be narrow. That's the reason why the word of God says very clearly, you will not enter, those people who are wicked cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Can somebody read? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. It's a warning to us. So unless you thin yourself, so that all these things that we part of our life before, we were in the darkness, even in darkness, from the dark kingdom, if that is a light kingdom, that is also a dark kingdom. Remember we talked about it? Those of you know we're here, you are now, Jesus by His deeds, you have now come from darkness, from the darkness kingdom, you have come into the kingdom of light. When you come into the kingdom of light, so you have to be thinning yourself. All these things which were in the darkness, it was all good for us. Everything was good for us. Everything was tasty. Everything was new, nice for us. Our body, our senses all felt very well. But now when you come into the kingdom of God says, you must thin all that. These people cannot go into the kingdom of God. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Inheritance of kingdom of God is important because it's in the last days, we will be part of the kingdom of heaven of where Jesus is the head, the king. And we will be ruling together with Him. If you do not know how to modify, how to stir your body and your mind and your emotions, you can't actually manage later on. A good leader is a man who knows how to discipline himself. Right? So that they see, in my life, I've seen one man in my life. He's a manager of an estate. A plantation, I did mention this to about people to you all. I come from an estate, some more small town, and the estate has got a manager. And this is the first Indian manager became, all the while it was the Europeans, Dunlops. So suddenly the first Indian man became the thing. So he has got one thing that he does is, he'll never drink his alcohol. Every night he takes a little bit of alcohol before he goes to sleep. He'll never drink any alcohol before any of these workers or anybody else. He goes home to the house. He's got a bar, and he'll just take out some wine and some brandy or whatever it is he drinks that night. He'll drink a little bit with his wife and sit down. The wife will give him something to eat. And after that, I've sat in his house and I said, how come this man is? I asked him, why don't you go outside and drink? No, I'll never drink outside because, no, I discipline myself. If I am a bad leader, if I drink outside and get drunk, then people will follow me. And you know the weakness of Indians in the estates are drinks. So he said, manager also can drink, lah. I also can drink. So he doesn't want that. He disciplines himself, cuts himself, so that he can thin himself, so that others will not fall into the sin, because he doesn't want them to fall into sin. He wants to earn the respect, so he wants to enter into the kingdom. The kingdom where he says that, no, I want to stream myself. I cannot be lavishly go out and drink. Even parties he doesn't drink. Because he knows he keeps himself only to guard himself. So a little bit, and that's in go to sleep. Right? Not to quarrel or anything like that. So his mentality was different. To discipline himself to go up. So ourselves, our life should be disciplined. In the kingdom of God, it should be a disciplined life. A life that we say, yes, abundance is given, that we are not part of the kingdom. We cannot bring whatever garbage we had in the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Because whatever you bring from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light will be easily shown up, will be easily flashed up. Do you understand? If I've got a mold here, if I've got something ugly here, when I'm in the dark, you cannot see me. Already, I'm already dark, you cannot see me first. Right? I come outside in the light, what you will see? All the things that is in my marks, you can see. So, in order for us to keep away from these marks, don't do it. Do you follow what I mean? So, you should not be in the kingdom of God. We should not do the things that is right, wrong in the kingdom of darkness. In the kingdom of light, it is wrong, but in the kingdom of darkness, it's okay. So we should not be following those eyes. Now the other one is that God is speaking to us today in the kingdom of God, the need for readiness and watchfulness. We must be ready and watchful in the kingdom of heavens, or kingdom of God. We must be ready and watchful. That is why from the beginning itself in all, I preached about watchmen last time. If you can't get, I believe some of the things I'm referring to so that I can get back to what I want to do. I might repeat again the messages. So the watchman you'll find, a watchman has got to be a watchful man. A watchman is man who watches. Right? So here, he says, we must be watchful. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 to 44. Can somebody read? Matthew chapter 22. How many of you are there? Can you put it up, brother? Matthew chapter 22. Saying, and Jesus said this, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. Then he said to them, how then does the David in the spirit call Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make you your enemies at your footstool. David then calls him Lord. How is he his son? The natural way in the nature, we are watchful, see people who are the king. In the nature we see, oh no, David is the king. And this person is a, but we must be watchful for the king of kings to come down. We must be watchful, as he says, in the last days he'll come back again. The king of kings will come again. So king of kings as he comes, let's look at another scripture. 37 to 39. I'll give you one more scripture. Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son Man be. So it's important for us in the kingdom of God, we must be watchful. When is the kingdom of God? When is the king going to come in the kingdom of God? We said we are in the kingdom of God now. In order for us to enter, we must be also watchful. When is the king going to come? No, somebody, I told them that these are the last days. Hey, pastor, this last day, I hope you don't mind me. I know it's not disrespecting you. We heard this scripture, all this. These are the last days. We heard this from 18th century, 17th century. People are telling these are the last days, these are the last days, these are the last days. Till today, no, come on. How many centuries gone already? Yeah? One man who's an intellectual was talking to me. So he was soothing his intellect. And I said, the kingdom of God is like this. He used many parables to show. I'll show it to you if you have the time afterwards, okay? The kingdom of God is like this. Today, whether I wait until the year 2020 to live, or 2040 to live, or 2050 to live, and Jesus comes, I do not know when He's going to come. Because Jesus Himself said in the scripture, He said, only my Father knows when will be the day. Did He say, I know when the day is like? He didn't say that. Only my Father in heaven knows the day. One pastor had, while he was doing morning devotions, he started morning devotion because of this. He said, the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm coming soon and coming soon. But because I'm pleading with the Father has not sent me out. I'm pleading every time Father said go. And he's pleading with the Father. Father, there are many souls who do not know me. They are just going away from the Lord. The devil is taking them away every day in their lives. So he said, I plead with you, Father. So he pleaded with the Father as a man. He pleaded with the Father in heaven so that it is delayed. Can you just imagine if the Lord comes back today? What will happen to us? Are we ready? If the Lord says, now come this day, and I'm going to catch the people in the church, and I'm going to take them up into heaven. Right? Rapture. Are we ready? Are we ready? Brothers and sisters, which kingdom are we in? Are we in the kingdom of heaven, or are we in the kingdom of the world? We'll answer this question only if you touch your heart and say, where is my heart? Where is the treasures of my heart is? Where is the treasures of my heart is? Is it preparing for the kingdom of God, or is it preparing for the kingdom of the world? It's important for us to understand. As we prepare our daily life, He says in the last days, even people, every one of them, will be marrying, will be giving away, will be doing milling, will do everything the same thing that everybody does everyday life. Right? We will be continuing doing the things, but our heart must be right. Hello? You can go in work. You can marry on the day or giving away. There may be people dying on the day. The kingdom of God will come, whether He comes to you see it personally, or the day when you expire from this earth, you will definitely see the kingdom of God. Two things can happen. You can wait for the Lord to come, right? I don't know whether the Lord will keep us until the time. If not, I will go off. I will die and go off. When I die, I'll see God. Then my kingdom has come. I've entered into the kingdom of God. Do you understand? Those living will see Him as in the body. Those who have died will see Him in the spirit. Do you follow what I'm saying? Those who have died and gone, all their bodies are already down. And the time of when we see the rapture, when you see the King of Kings coming down, you'll see all of those who are in heaven will join with Him. And those who are on earth, they will join Him in body, physically. The Word of God says it. Those will be, I'll carry them up and give them new bodies for those who don't have a body. God is very clear in His scriptures. His scriptures, His words never go wrong. Amen? His words never go wrong. He must be watchful. Why must we be watchful? Let's look at Luke chapter 17. He says, why must we be watchful? The same word He says, as that it was in the days of Noah, as it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate and they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came. Every time God speaks to that in every scripture, you'll find it is repeated again and again for a reason. Why? It's because to tell us to be watchful. People, when you are watchful, means you'll be careful. Hello? Why the scripture says your watch must be watchful? If you're not going to be watchful, let it come there. When it comes, I'll accept it. Then you'll be careless in your way. Do you understand what I mean? Sir. Never mind, I don't know, maybe God comes in another. Until now, this next 10 years, I enjoy, I just got a lottery. Somebody gave me some money already now. I must enjoy. I got a new job, you know, the job pays me well. I must enjoy. Come on, Pastor. You know, this life is also to enjoy, you know. How do you enjoy is important. If you are watchful, you'll be careful in what you do. If you are watchful, you'll be careful. That is why I like Gideon. Gideon, you'll find, in Judges, you'll find, Gideon was a judge. And this man has to go and deliver the people of Israel. He has to, he's got to see an enemy with armies, people in front of him. But God says, you don't choose them whoever is good. But he says, go and choose them in a simple way. Why did he say, when you see them, how they drink the water, from seeing how they drink the water, you will know the right people to pick up. When you have got a water, you are thirsty. When you're really thirsty, there is no water somewhere. You go and sit down and drink water. So what do you do? Some of them will lick like dogs. Some of them will take out, quickly drink. Because you're thirsty. But the people were still thirsty and yet they were very careful. The people who took the water, but their eyes were up there, and as they drink water like this, he said, those are the people you must take them. Why? Even in the things they do, they are still watchful. Do you follow what I'm saying? Okay, I ask you, mothers here. I know a lot of mothers here. You've got a baby in your house, right? You're doing your baby is there. And you've set the baby there. She knows how to crawl and all this. You're letting them sit down. And you're doing something work here. Now, when you're doing the work here, you face yourself and look at what your daughter is doing or your child is doing. So that you know they will not get into outside. Maybe there are some pits outside there or can fall down. You're also doing your work and seeing it. That is called watchfulness. Why are you watching? So you be careful of what your daughter is doing. Same way the Lord is telling us, when you take the water and it drinks the water, not like just grab it, whatever it is, in greediness, in our own self, in our to fulfill our lust, fulfill the needs of our body, what we do in greediness. I was one of them also, I must confess. How was it? Because I see food nicely, I go and whack nicely. Right or not? Although you say it's a very, very, ayo, full la. Suddenly you see satay melaka, ayo, satay chulup melaka. Just now I was full la, now I don't think I'm full now. I can still add some more. Huh? Right or not? How many of you say that? I was very full. Suddenly I saw satay chulup melaka, no choice. I see the other two brothers eating, I see, you think, or I'll be sitting down watching them eating. So I'm a gluttony, I also went and dipped inside and started eating until cannot finish. Greed. So if it is not so, if you are watchful, you're watchful of your diet, you're watchful of yourself, you'll be watchful in everything. So God wants us to be watchful man and say, Lord, are you coming today? If you're coming today, I don't want to be like the days of Noah. I want to be the day when you come, I know I'm watching, so that I'm now fit. I'm now able to do the things. I don't have to be greedy in doing things. I won't go back to the old ways of doing, but I'm doing the things the way you want to see. I'm still watching, so I'm careful in my drinking. Careful in what I take. Careful in my doings. Careful in my habits. Careful in my ways I talk. Careful in my thinking. Careful when I go to the internet. Careful in when I go out and my friends are calling to pub, I know how to do what to do. I'm careful. I'm looking, Lord. I'm looking, watching for you. Amen. So, carefulness. God says now, why I must be careful? Careful because, why must you watch? Watchful people will be careful people. Amen. Watchful people will know how to administer things in their life better. They know how to watch. You ask a lady, you know, you're a little bit fat, she'll get offended. Tomorrow she'll go to the gym and she'll buy all the possible things in the market, supermarket to buy all those food and everything else, right? So they're watching. Yeah, wait. They want to watch. You ask them to eat. No, I can only eat this much. Oh, no, Pastor, this one cannot laugh, Pastor. No, this one is only for you, lah. This one's got fats. This one only I eat. No, I eat vegetables. They're watchful. If you're watchful for your body, you must be watchful for the Lord. Amen? You must be watchful for the Lord. Because the body can be destroyed, but the Lord will destroy us in the fire of hell. That's for eternity. So we must be watchful for the Lord. So the Lord will be able to give us the eternity that He has promised us. Amen? The kingdom of God is a kingdom of grace. A kingdom of grace is something that you do not have to pay to get it. Or do some good works, then you get it. By God's will, by God's design, we spoke about that. You remember, during Easter time, during the Resurrection Sunday, I said, you know, God purposed himself. He warned in chapter 3 of Genesis, he said, devil, watch out. One day it will come. One day, because you tricked my creation, you tricked the woman. And one day I'm telling you, you will bite the son of this woman, but the son of the woman will crush your head. Remember the verse? How many will know the verse? It's important for us to understand. Even mothers, women, you're going into labor. You must understand the word. It's important for us. Because unless you eat the word, drink the word, eat that word, you will know the pain, labor pain will go away. Why? God has reversed everything what he has said, cursed, on that chapter in new coming of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ, everything was paid for. Do you follow what I'm saying? So it's paid for. So whatever curses what God himself spoke out, he said, remember Satan, one day will come, serpent, you know, you will try to bite his heels and he will now crush his head. You will be crushed forever. That's already done for us. By the blood of Jesus Christ, where the curse has been taken away now. And Jesus said, God said, woman, because you hurt this serpent, you were tricked by the serpent because you followed your labor in child, labor for child, pregnancy and giving delivery, you will be having pain. So God says that before that there was no pain. God's design for woman to carry a child without pain. So now Jesus has done it. So now we must understand, believe. As a Christian, Lord, I am now believe that and I now accept it that now what was God said, Father's God said, he sent you as a sacrifice. Now I won't have this anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you follow what I'm saying? So how many of us are buying that? No, we are excited about a child. We are excited about how the child is. No, everybody said there will be pain, you know. The pain will go through, you have to go through labor pain now. That was what the word was said. But the word was reflected and twisted back again. Remember this. Unless and until we receive these kind of words, you cannot live the word as in your life. Because you cannot be watchful. We still depend on the lies of the devil. You are still under the power of darkness. Do you follow what I mean? Every time the devil tells you, oh, you cannot do this. No! God has already said that. He made a promise. So today he has reverted it back. So it is a promise. God makes a promise and God surely will do the promise. God says, those who qualify in God's, qualified will be in the kingdom of God. Those who believe in the word of God. Those who believe in the Son of the living, the Son of God. Jesus Christ. And accept him and know and walk in his life. Surely you shall have freedom in life. Amen? Amen? You can go back and read this Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. You can go back and read it, okay? So it's important. It's given to those people who belongs. It belongs to the poor and the spirit and the poor in the spirit. Luke chapter 20, chapter 6, verse 20 says it very clearly. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 says, who are the people who can enter? Matthew chapter 5. Sermon on the mountain. What it says? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ha ha. He started off, I told you the other day, he started off, when he started speaking the kingdom message, when he started preaching in the mount, in the mountain when he preached, he started off with the kingdom of heaven. He ended verse 10 with the kingdom of heaven. You'll find the beauty of Jesus Christ preaching. He said it very clearly. He said, these are the people who receive. Who are the poor? Poor in spirit. Poor, who are the people who are poor. I tell you one thing. Yesterday we were in a seminar. There's something rekindled in my mind. He says, it's difficult for the rich people to enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because they've got everything else. They can go and live in the luxury. But the people who are poor, every day strive in their life. They depend on God. They pray so much. They live by God. Even they are poor, they know how to have intimacy with God. Very few people are rich who have intimacy with God. Because you forget God. You go into the world. When you go into the world, God doesn't have a place in your life. It's the other way around. When you have God in your life, seek ye first the kingdom of God, then everything else shall be coming to you. Everything in the world shall come to you. All the goodness. That's what God says. If word of God is true, it surely will be true. And those who do not believe the word of God is true, it will not work in their life. God says, seek first the kingdom of God and I will put the rest all. Yesterday the pastor was saying also, if you know many of them seek for husbands and wives. I want husband. He says, in his church, they only pray for the nation. He started praying for the nation. And he said even his own church member who was praying for the nation, suddenly a man came. Ugliest woman had a husband, beautiful husband, handsome husband from another country, came and married and went off. Why? Because your concentration was not on the world, but your concentration was on the world, God's work. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Unless we seek the kingdom of God, kingdom, the work of kingdom, the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King, we cannot get what we want. Unless we get the King's heart in our heart. Unless we know the King's heart and the mind of heart of the King, we will not see what God has got for us in this kingdom. Amen? So disciplining in our life is important. Every discipline. There are many times, you know, even many people, even men of God and every one of them still have the temptation which comes onto the internet. The wisdom of using the internet is important nowadays. Husbands, wives. And from there, it's a disease. It goes on to the other part of the world. In your daily life, it becomes part of the world. It's hard for people. So kingdom of God, we must be poor in spirit. People who say, Lord, I need you more and more. Poor in spirit. Lord, I know, Lord. I know, Lord. I need more and more. So I'm still poor, Lord. I want more of you, more of you. When we ask for more of him, he says, you're poor in spirit. He says, Allah, I know everything, Allah. I know everything. I know God has already done this for me. I live life like this. It's okay. It's okay to live this life because you know why? God has already done for me. And just before I come down, jump down, when God is coming, on the way up, I'll say, forgive me, Father. No, there is rapture today. Right? Suddenly, say, oh, and the day, you know, when it comes, I will see God, I'll say, forgive me, Father, finish. Is that what God redeemed us for? Is that what God redeems us earlier? No, I think God has got a plan for every one of us. Those who've been redeemed earlier, if we don't sit in his plan, then you are not in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has got a plan, has got nature, it's got things that he does, it has got plans that he says, these people sit here, these people do this, these people will trade like this, these people will do this administration. Everybody in the kingdom of God has a work to do. You have to sit in the position where you are called to be. That's why kingdom of God is not a kingdom of idolship. Idling. That's not kingdom of God. Kingdom of God has got something to do for every one of them. None of them will be without something to do. Everyone has got to do something. Everyone, first of all, has to worship God. That's number one priority. Revelation says it very clearly. The elders, the four cherubim, bow down and worship the Lord. And they do it day and night. My Lord, that is the first practice we have to do. That is why the all-night prayer, the prayers that we're going to have now, the Bible reading in our church, which is going to come within the next 2 months, I pray that you will prepare yourself. Prepare your family. Even the people who are not saved yet, bring them, never mind, read the Bible in this church. And I know God will redeem them. As the word is spoken, as they read, I know this sanctuary is holy, and I'm sure God will surely change their hearts. Even you are skeptical about the Word of God, when you start reading the Word of God here for the 24 hours. And those of you who want to listen to the Word of God, just come and sit down. Don't have nothing to do. Don't idle somewhere. Come here and sit down. Don't go shopping. Window shopping, you know, door shopping, or whatever shopping. Leave them there and come here for 3 days or 4 days. As you sit down and listen, whether day or night, you'll see a change in life because Word of God is alive. It's life-giving energy. Amen? Praise God. So it's important for us to understand the word of God is important. The poor in spirit will not just say, I'm enough. The poor in spirit will never be lacking, will always be lacking. Lord, more, Lord, more, Lord. A beggar who sits down at a begging, would he say, I'm satisfied today, I close shop today and go off? You tell me which beggar, I've got enough money today, I go back home and sleep. He will wait until the last minute. And the shops or the streets all are closed. Even then, somebody else will still sit down in the dark. Right or not? So we must be begging in the spirit. Lord, more of you. More of you. I want more of you. King, I want more of you. These people will enter the kingdom of God. The Lord says, it belongs not only to the childlike. And I spoke to you just now. It belongs to only belongs to sinners. Jesus said very clearly. You know, he came here for what? What did he come here for? What did he come here for? Jesus came here for what? Hello? So to save us, why did he come to save us? Why did he come to save us? Why don't you just send just one light there and say, wow, all of you are saved now? Why didn't you, have you thought of that? Lord, you're so powerful. Why one lightning strike, you make all of us from darkness to become white, including me, I'll become white. Inside, outside. One lightning only, God takes. Why doesn't God do that lightning? You know, God is all powerful. He can do wonderful things. He can just say, sit down, okay, now I don't have to pay, send my son, Jesus Christ, but I just sit down and the Spirit of God will come and just everyone will be cleansed. Why didn't you do that? Have you thought about it? God is so powerful. Why do all these things? Just change my heart. Just like that. You don't have conviction in your heart. If God has done that, you don't know how to value it. You know, when you buy something, you value it. You know, you buy a shoe. Oh, this shoe must be, you know, I paid 100 over ringgit, no, for the shoe. 100 over ringgit, no. Oh, yo, not easy to get money. Oh, I must take care of a shoe. You take care of something, it's expensive for you. If somebody gives you a Porsche now, and you think that a Porsche, you'll go and park everywhere out there and go. You'll polish it, you'll see from outside, got light, and put probably on special light there and see outside, and see whether it's, every now and then come and see whether the car is there or not, whether anybody's taking it on. You're right now. You'll be appreciating it. It's important. Man doesn't know how to appreciate. Man doesn't know how to take care of the things that is given to them. If he knew, then he would have not fallen in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, he fell because he didn't know how to take care of the things that's given. Many of us, blessings given to us, we don't know how to take care. You tell me now, God has blessed you a job. Are you taking care of the job? Tell me now, God has blessed you a husband or even a wife. Are you taking care of the wife or the husband well? God has blessed you with children. Are you taking care of the children very well? We are not. Many times, we take things for granted. That's why God has got to do a painful way for us. Chapter 2, Mark chapter 2, verse 17. When Jesus heard it, you know, the scribe, you can hear the scribe says, you know, why this man comes here? He's going to the dirty place. He's drinking with his fellows. He's trekking with, he's walking around. Verse 16 says, and when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? How can he be a Messiah? He cannot be a Messiah. He cannot be a son of God. He is going to eat with the tax collectors and then the sinners and the prostitute, he touched them. Ayo, how can he do that? He forgive the prostitute. How can he touch that? You know the woman, who is he like? But Jesus said this very clearly. When he heard it, he said to them, those who are well, I have no need of a physician. But those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. See, when there is a repentance, there is a change of heart. And the kingdom of God started over the repentance. Kingdom of God, when Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God to enter, the first thing is repentance. Kingdom of God needs that repentance heart. A repentant heart is very important. Without a repentant heart, you will not out to appreciate things. Without going through that pain, you cannot see. The women will see, I tell you, many women, their children, whatever it is, no, how bad it is like, they will still say, no, my child, no. They will cover up with the husband, no. Husband, why did he do this? No, he's been stealing money from me. No, yesterday I think he needed money. They'll cover up. Why? Tell me why. Because they went through the labor to deliver for hours. The man did not. The man does not walk. Yeah. Whether boy or girl. Last time cannot lie. No, last time they have to walk. No, boy or girl. My wife, is she alright? But the woman is the one who went through the pain. That is why there's a special bonding of a woman with children. Even if they do something wrong, they don't reprimand easily. Hello? I know many mothers are sitting down here. Check your heart. That many times, he's doing, never mind, until it becomes accumulated so much. Because he went through the pain. She appreciates the person because she opened the womb of the mother and the pain she went through. Do you follow what I'm saying? So if you know how to appreciate repentance, then you know how much God has done for us. You know how much Jesus did for us, then you'll understand.
and will take yourself carefully. In the kingdom of God is to seek what the king has done for you. The king himself laid down his life. There's no king in the world can ever lay down his life for us. In this kingdom, the king has laid down his life for us. Died for us. Became a servant. Washed the feet. He fed. But this king is different from any other king. Those of you in the army will know. You know, for the king's sake, for the country's sake, you have to go in front as a commander to fight your enemies. And you have to die for the country. But here, the king died for you and I. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's the difference. The kingdom of God is different from any other kingdom. Anyone who needs goes to him. The sick, the sinners, when they repent, the heart is open to God. And the heart is now with you. The Lord is with you. Amen. The kingdom of God is something that is never to be explained by the people. And I see no, God is speaking to us and telling us the kingdom of God belongs to every one of them. Every sinner, even the rich, they can come. But if their heart is right. The kingdom of God belongs to those who are persecuted for Christ's sake. Not for your own sake. You're persecuted because you stole money yesterday and then your CBT cases, your bank manager cheated the bank and after that CBT case, you go up there, God, I'm persecuted. Surely I'll go to the kingdom of God. You're persecuted for wrong reason. Because you sin, you're persecuted in the court. Right? Because you stole, you were persecuted. Because you murdered, you're persecuted. But persecuted for the sake of Christ's sake. Because of knowing that, not acknowledging that, in everywhere, wherever you go out and say, witness, yes, I am a son, I am the living God's son. I'm a child of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. He died for me. And if people persecute you for that, the kingdom of God belongs to you. Because it says, those who stand boldly for me, I will stand for them. Those who stand boldly for him, he'll be bold for us. Yes, this child belongs to me. Satan, get out of me. Why? Because you are willing to testify and be persecuted for the kingdom of God. If you look at, I've got two books on, I'm opening all my books now after 1 year in captivity. And now I get all my books and I see the books I have, some of the books I have. So that's why the teachings will be very good. And I believe some of the books I have, I inherited from Pastor Hildegard. I must say that I must thank her for that. The books cannot be got in the market. So many revelations I received. Spurgeon's revelation, which the book is not in the market. I saw it, my God. It blows my mind the way he explains about every word inside here. So I believe, get ready. Get ready. As the word is being expounded in this church, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. And I was watching yesterday two days ago, I saw two books. And I put it because my friend was coming to stay in my house. I have to clean up my room, you know. At least some of the boxes I must move. So I moved some boxes and I put up the two books up there. I say, wow. The Generals of God. That's the title of the book. Generals of God. I've got two volumes of that. I thought I only bought one. I saw another volume which Pastor Hildegard gave me. Fantastic volumes of seeing how people sacrifice their life for God's sake. How died for God. For standing, say, yes, I am a child of God. I believe in Jesus Christ, nothing else. The persecution is happening now in the third world country where Muslim nations. It's happening in China. It's happening in India now. Because India is also now being persecuted. There's a group of them who belongs to a party, which they say they must persecute everyone who becomes a Christian. They don't touch the Muslims. Only the Christians. Brothers and sisters, those who are persecuted for him, the kingdom of God is for him. In chapter 5, you'll find, he says it very clearly in Matthew's. Those who are persecuted, verse 10, for the sake of Christ's sake, the kingdom of God belongs to them. It belongs to the Gentiles as well, to the Jews. It's not that the Jews only, Jesus is a Jew, he came to Jews. No, the kingdom of God is not any race or tribe. The kingdom of God is people of God. Amen? It doesn't matter who you come from. Now there's a big problem about Rohingya. I wish somebody has the boldness to go and speak to the Rohingya people. Look, there is a king, we know, and there will be no persecution. And nobody, ayo, I must take out my pocket lamp, give these people up. Is that what we want? Is that what God wants to do? God wants to have people of a compassionate heart to go out, not only give out the food, but something else. Spiritual need. Amen. Persecution. Everyone, every tribe belongs to God. Every tribe in this world belongs to God. And they have to understand. And they have to come. There is no such thing as Jews and Gentiles. We are grafted with them. Anyone who believes Jesus Christ was not a Jew will be grafted into them, become a Jew. You and I are Jews today. Do you agree with me? How many of you don't agree? I know there are some anti-Semitism here. Some people don't like the Jews. Whatever it is, I'm a Jew today. Because I'm grafted into him. Whatever promise God has given to the Jews will come to me. That's what I said. The anointing oil which comes from Israel, which was planted by people, and it comes. One of the things, our church has planted, now I'm planting, I think, about 4 trees for our church. 3 trees for Penang Church. And 2 trees for Seremban Church. We'll have trees planted as we can provide for the church. And remember, this name will be there. There'll be a certificate given to us saying that we are part of that Israel planting of the trees. Olive trees. So you'll find an anointing will flow from that. And I pray that we all are grafted into it. There's no such thing as it. You can go back and check. It belongs to every one of them. Matthew chapter 8, verse 6, 11. You can go back and read. And you'll find in Matthew 21, verse 43. Matthew 22, verse 8 to 10. And you'll find in Luke chapter 14, verse 21 to 24. And you can see in the epistles too that we are all grafted. There's no such thing as kingdom of God belongs to only one person. Kingdom of God does not belong to anyone who believes in the king and accepts the king as their king. The kingdom of God belongs to them. Amen. Amen. Everyone must accept the king. As you accept the king of the heavens, that is Jesus Christ himself, you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Kingdom of heaven is an extension of the kingdom of God in heaven unto this earth. Kingdom of God's kingdom in heaven is an extension unto earth. That is the kingdom of heaven. So those of us we are walking today are walking in the kingdom of heaven. Those people we talked about just now, those people who condition themselves, who walk in the kingdom of God, you will work the kingdom of God power. Amen. In the kingdom of God, there is power. There is kingdom of heaven, there is power. Everything that is extended from kingdom of heaven, from kingdom of God to on the earth, to kingdom of heaven here, on earth here, we have power. That is why Jesus said, pray when you pray, do not forget this verse. Glorify Father in heaven. Glorify his goodness. Glorify why he is. And remember this as, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He didn't say, let the kingdom of God, Lord, all of us go up to kingdom. No, let the kingdom of God be extended unto the earth. That we will walk in the kingdom of heaven. That we will have the things that the kingdom of God has got. Where there is angels worshipping you. There are people worshipping every day and night. There are people doing things marvelously. There are angels going out to do miracles on earth. We will do the same on earth, Lord. As the kingdom of God is extended on kingdom of earth. And earth as the kingdom of heaven. The King, Lord Jesus Christ, will extend everything that is given to him. All authority has been granted to me. In heaven, on earth. So everything that is his God is extended to us. So because we are Kohas. How many of you heard the word message on Kohas? I pray you go and read. As I'm preaching, I want you to refresh again. Because I want to have a people. These are the last days. God wants people who are excited for him. When somebody sees you, will say, God, there is some excitement in this man or woman. There is something different about this person. But 3 of us went to Penang the other day. Your pastor Samara has been traveling, and although he's been having a backache. On the way from Langkawi, we had to stop there for a while. And the woman just walked inside and just said something. And I think Brother Joseph is a witness. He can see that. Never know us. She started speaking about the goodness of God. The excitement of God that was inside some of us there at the time. Because she can see the excitement of God. If you're excited with me, the kingdom of God is here. If you're excited for the God, the King, your kingdom of God is here. If you are excited for the king of the kingdom of heaven, the excitement, the kingdom of God is here. The king of kings is here. It's important to be excited about him. It can only happen if you are excited and receive him and walk in his light. Amen? To understand the king. The more you understand the king, the more you will be excited about him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. It looks like I have to continue again. I've not finished the parables yet. So we'll wait for another week. Okay? So be prepared. God's kingdom. He said, watchful people. He needs people who are watchful today. Watchful not being the way. We are greedy in the world. We are greedy in the world. We are gathering so many things in the world. But you know, watchful of God. So we pray today that God will give us that kind of heart. The Holy Spirit will give us the heart to teach us more of the King. More of the King. More of the King. Let's bow our head. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. Can I have the musician, please? Lord, we just want to thank you today. You are a special king. There is no king in the world or in heaven you can find one except for you, Lord. Nowhere in the universe we can find a king like you. And your kingdom, Lord, is great. It's never ending. It's always reigning. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the King that you've given us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we want to know more and more about the King. Holy Spirit, the Word of God in John chapter 7 says very clearly that, Lord, you will grant us the Holy Spirit. Chapter 14, 15, and 16, and 17 says very clearly that, Lord, you will grant us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. You repeat it a couple of times. So that you know that the Holy Spirit will come and reside in us. And the Holy Spirit says, whatever he takes from you and teaches of you. The only person who has the knowledge of you is the Holy Spirit. The only person who knows you intimately is the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you promised us. You promised that your Spirit will teach us. Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, teach us. Teach us more and more of this King and the kingdom, that we will not be just in the kingdom, but we will be part of the kingdom, working in the kingdom of God. That all power has been given to you, Lord King. Jesus, you said, Lord, all that power that's given to you, and that authority, we can walk. We ask of you, Lord. We want to know more of that authority, more of the things of the kingdom. So that, Lord, we will be walking in the kingdom work. Walking as a kingdom child. Doing the kingdom work of God. The heaven's kingdom. Not the world's kingdom. Holy Spirit, teach us. Absorb us into the realm, the spiritual realm, that we'll know the things of the King. Jesus Christ. We want to know you more and more, Father. Father, the Word of God says, you reflect everything that's inside Jesus Christ is a reflection of you. Oh, Father, we ask of you, Father, that you're in your love for us. Teach us so they'll walk in the kingdom, that your kingdom shall be in earth, and that your kingdom shall be in our hearts, that your kingdom shall be in our mind, that your kingdom shall be present with us. Wherever we go, that we carry your kingdom, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning. For your word is precious. For your word is true. That every word that we have heard, every word that is spoken today, Father, through your Spirit, let it be, Lord, a seed that is planted today and is growing and growing now. It's growing now in the kingdom. That we can be a tree, that we are fruitful for your kingdom purpose. And none shall be wasted. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.